board for Monday, October 3rd, 2022. We have a full agenda, a full board here tonight. We have Brent Kelly and Grant Fuller representing the irrigation company. We have Councilman Daugherty and Councilman Drury representing the city. And we welcome Mayor Johnson. We'll start out by approving the consent agenda, which includes tonight's agenda, as well as minutes for August 1st meeting. Do we have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I'll move to approve the agenda.
We have a motion. We have a second.
I'll second.
We have a second by Brent. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. The first item on the agenda tonight is Mountain Spa Water Rights by Phase per preliminary plan discussion on water requirements and possible recommendation to the city council. Mike, you want to tell us where we're at?
Yeah, thanks Steve, members of the water board. So we looked at Amiali last when we were reviewing the master plan, and so we had really a rough estimate of what the water requirement was gonna be. There's been a number of things that's changed since then. The number hasn't changed dramatically, so it's pretty similar. But what's required is they come back and show us a per phase water proposal. And so we'll be looking at the overall change to the master plan, but also each individual phase. So I'm gonna jump ahead a little bit. So here's Mountain Spa, closer view of it. So this is the core area, and that's all we're discussing is what's in the yellow line.
And how many acres is that?
So, let me go back to that slide I just skipped. Approximately 28 acres is where we're at with this.
That's how much the mound has tied to it?
So this area in the yellow line is approximately 28 acres.
All right.
That's what we've got. And this is existing conditions. We've already got a conservation easement over part of it right here in the middle, and this is really the mound area. It's pretty rocky and dry. You have a couple of steep slope areas, but we're all pretty familiar with this. It's just generally dry. Here's a closer view of that conservation easement area. So this is showing the phasing. And we have numbers for all four phases. But phase one covers this area here, but it also covers the roadway all the way out to Bergie Lane. So the landscaping along Bergie Lane, that road is required as part of the first phase because they need to have two points of connection. So all this landscaping along Bergie Lane is included in the calculation.
For phase one.
Yeah.
And that's what we're looking at tonight?
Exactly. Yeah, we'll look at the overall total, but then we'll look at phase one specifically.
Okay.
But we've got numbers for phase two, phase three, and phase four. We've got all of it. So really, the water board could make a recommendation on the entire, all four phases, or we could have each phase come back to you at a future date, but we do have all the numbers right now. It could be approved, and if there's any adjustment to the plan, then it could come back, but we do have the numbers.
But currently, all that will be before the city council will be phase one.
Yep, correct.
Hey, Michael, who landscapes 200 down to 6 North?
Do you want me to answer? Because you're looking at Paul.
Well, I think I know your answer.
I know my answer.
Yeah.
Are you asking us to landscape 200 East?
I'm asking.
There's no landscaping on that plan.
Right, and I'm questioning who is going to, because right now it isn't landscaped at all. So how does the right-of-way area get landscaped?
Well, we have property owners that front this road already, including a recorded plat right here, which is the Eaton plat. And then we have the rural preservation plat, which is recorded on this side. And over here, these are just parcels. So these guys, you know, front that road and really going into the right-of-way.
And haven't landscaped, and I'm just curious, with the Amiali, it's probably in your interest that you want that looking nice.
Chuck hasn't proposed to do anything there.
Yeah, really don't think we could require because it's an off-site improvement, but it would make the resort look nicer if...
And I agree. But that's privately held property, right?
Well, yeah.
Not the easement of the road.
I would think that this site has all been dedicated to the city because it's fronting two subdivision plats. This site, these parcels probably go out into the road. I don't know exactly where they end. But they could own underneath the pavement, really.
Just a question. It dawned on me that they got two entrances, and that's one of them that no one's talking about.
Well, Chuck has repeatedly indicated that he anticipates doing things so that main entrance is what is used. And so my hunch is he wants that to look like a... clearly a secondary interest, the entrance, and people shouldn't be using it. So
the back door.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. That's the impression I got.
Well, the one going to Brody, he has tree line.
Right, that's the plan.
Yeah, he's not planning on doing anything back here.
Okay.
So phase one, again, covers this area, and plus the roadway out to Bergie. Phase two is the core area. This includes the spa and the restaurant and kind of this parking area. Phase three are the hotel buildings. And then phase four are the cottages up in here.
So Michael, just to come back to the phasing concept and what comes to this board, what would be the trigger if we were to approve all water tonight for the project, knowing that it might come back to this board if something were to change? What would trigger it coming back to the board, or are we better off just doing it a phase at a time?
So what would trigger it is if they proposed an amendment to the master plan that was going to modify water use, then that would bring it back here. Or if they wanted to, let's say they wanted to irrigate another extra acre somewhere, then we'd come back to the water board. But if nothing were to change, we would have the numbers approved and we'd be able to take those to the Planning Commission and City Council for approval.
It just seems far more efficient for this board to approve the project as long as we know there's a clear triggering mechanism that would bring it back should something change.
Yeah, if they
change the site plan, change in landscaping plan, and come.
Yeah.
If we don't change,
then there's no.
Then you don't have to
bring it back every phase. Just seems not terribly productive.
Yeah. We'll keep a close watch on it and just make sure nothing changes. The only reason you bring it back,
Mayor, if they didn't have all the water committed, tied up.
Right.
If they only had, say if they knew where they were getting it, but they hadn't have it tied up and can't deed it over.
And in that case, council's not going to approve a phase. I think we have a good trigger for that. And I absolutely would want it to come back to this body if something changed and more water was required.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's a lot of information here, and I think it's been well thought out. That's my opinion.
Yeah, so this just shows the buildings per phase. This is the first phase with the duplexes and the family lodges. And so that's included in phase one in the calculations. Phase two is that core and spa building. Phase three are the hotel buildings. And phase four is the cottages. And really, the phasing could happen in any order. As long as they get the road all the way through, they really could meet our requirements and move forward with any phase. But the plan right now is to bring this core and spa building next. This is the utility master plan if we needed to look at that, but they are installing all the utilities, including the secondary irrigation. A pump house is part of that requirement. I think you guys have been working on the location for the pump house.
I'd like to get the detail for it. I think they're just going to use the same one did at Valet, but I just haven't seen it from Mike. It's been a while.
Yeah, we'll have to get with Mike and see. Because I think we try to pump it out of that other line, the one that's in River Road.
Yeah.
And because we got a better source there.
Right, that part's been all worked out.
Okay.
I just don't have the details for your actual pump station.
Where's the pump going to be?
Right now, it's planned on...
I think you're planning on
in that somewhere in that buildable area. in the southeast corner.
Probably right there.
Yeah.
Oh, hell, I thought it was in the middle of the roundabout.
Well, that would be a good spot.
Okay.
Don't you mess with my roundabouts.
The only place we know it's not going is in the open space.
All right.
Unless you let us put it underground, it doesn't sound like we're doing that.
So it's going in one of those lots that are there.
In the buildable area, one of those lots.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it going to have a separate line to it, other than the line feeding that piece of agricultural land?
Go back to the utility trunk. So it has two lines. We'll connect into the pressurized line in River Road, and then we'll also connect into the 24-inch line so that when the pressurized line can't handle it, you'll turn on the pump station and take it out of that 24-inch line and then, you know, feed the mountain spa and some of the other adjacent stuff.
So you hook it into the line, that existing line that's on the property now, that Grant's using.
No, that's on the other end of the
piece. The other side.
That's on the north end. This is on the south.
Yeah. That's good. Well, go right there.
So there's two lines that come here. We tie into the existing pressurized, and then the big line that's low pressure. Then we have the two lines that come here. It's pressurized, and we have a pressurized line that comes up this way. I think Mike's been okay with that. We've worked out the lines, we just don't have the details for the pump station.
And that's my understanding also.
Yeah. Okay.
And I don't think we've seen a site-specific plan.
Well, we have that one corner, but we'll see if that guy still goes with it.
Meaning, are we going to just take that Belize pump station? Are they going to modify
it? Right, that's what I say when I say the details.
Right.
Yeah. I just want Mike to give us the details for this one.
Okay. This is the landscaping plan. So what's included for each phase? You can see the different phase lines here. So for instance, for phase one, we've got the culinary connections for all of these structures require a culinary connection. And then we've got this kind of green area, which is a manicured area with grass. This brown area is the mulch, and that includes a water requirement. And so that's all calculated. And then there's also, so what went out with the packet didn't include these trees out here. Paul's given us an updated drawing, so I'll bring that up and so we can take a look at it.
So how much will that add to the outside irrigation?
So
0.01 acre.
Yeah.
How much?
I've got a chart that'll show it.
0.01 acre. We estimated 10 square feet per tree, which is a little high, and that came up to 0.01 acre.
So we'd have 8.55 acres in total irrigation.
Well, yes. The only difference is, Steve, the plan that we also submitted over the weekend, we worked out some stuff with Lacey Lane to give them some buffers they wanted. And once we did the Lacey Lane plan, it actually went down to 8.31 acres.
Yeah, we've been working with Lacey Lane to try to...
We changed some parking and some trails and some roads. And
yeah, we've got
to reduce the land.
So this 8.54 acres of total irrigation we got here on the sheet is not correct.
That's what I submitted 2 weeks ago, but over the weekend things changed.
So now it's 8.31 is the new number.
Let's wait till the city council meeting tomorrow night. Maybe more things will change. It's just as day to day. Right?
The world of development. Come on, you love it.
It's a creative group.
So the red numbers are what's changed since we looked at it for master plan. So the cottage units used to have kitchens in them. So those have been reduced down to no kitchen. So they're basically two hotel rooms because there's a lockout. So that would be 0.3 each unit. So there's two of them per unit. So it's 0.6. So that reduced. The irrigated area increased. That used to be 4 or 5 acres, if I remember.
It used to be
three
acres.
Yeah, master plan.
Yeah, so that increased up to 8.31. And you can see the adjustment for the cottage
units. So on my stuff, it says 8.54.
2 weeks ago, that's what it was. But based on the Lacey Lane stuff over
right.
the weekend.
But I thought you said it went up, so it didn't go up.
For master plan.
It was three, yeah. A master plan, it was 3 acres of total irrigation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
And it went up to 8.31.
So the cottage units, you can see 23 units. So this number reduced from 24 down to 23, so we've lost one connection there. So that equals 13.8. The yurt's gone, so that's down to a zero. So no other changes down to their overall total went up to 117.85. Seems like on the original master plan, we're in the 114 range, so it's gone up 3 acre feet.
Yeah, but you're lumping your...
outside with...
You're lumping your outside and your inside together, and we're going to have them separate because they don't have any outside irrigation water.
No.
That they we wouldn't have to pay a foreign water fee on.
Okay. Yeah.
Or I don't remember if they had any left over from that other transaction.
So, I mean, that's what we've anticipated from the beginning. So there's an agreement between Midway Irrigation Company for foreign water. And so they've signed that agreement.
For the conservation lots. But we don't have an agreement for the resort itself.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
For that 117.
No, for the 24.93. The difference between the 117.85 and the 24.93.
So it's outside irrigation is there.
Your internal use. And I'm assuming you're keeping track of where that water's coming from and what water rights are being used.
Yes.
Okay, so there's got to be
it yet, but yes, that will be kept track.
I mean, they got, I don't know how much of the bomb water they got left. It was 100 acre feet.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. I'm not.
And then they got the Cunningham Lake. Are you even transferring that?
Mm-hmm.
So that's got to be transferred into the well.
I think Cunningham's already been transferred into the well. I'm not sure.
But I don't think it has, Paul. I know Russ did his.
The city well?
Not recently.
City well.
We haven't had any coming.
I don't think any Cunningham's come recently.
Well, this was a while back. Steve,
why would you transfer it before you got approval?
Yeah, are you saying before you bought the property?
I'm not aware that it has been.
I know Russ Watts is third. There's
the Dutch
there's
field
three thirds in it.
Okay.
Russ had a third for the Dutch Fields. Grant's got a third for his irrigation and the mountain spa.
Okay. Cunningham didn't come to you guys to sign it? To submit the change application? 6 or 9 months ago?
I'm not, I can't.
I'll follow up with Steve Clay again then.
I can't remember.
Yeah,
that.
I'm not handling the water rights, but I thought they told me that's not
remember that. I wouldn't have signed it. I mean, I would have no reason to sign it, but between the city and the.
Right.
We don't sign it unless we know it's tied to a project, and we haven't signed anything.
Right, I'm going to text Corbin real quick and just see if he's got any relief. Would that be helpful or not?
He'll tell you he don't know.
Well, he'll have to check on it.
He'll say he don't know. He'll have to check on it because we already had that discussion tonight.
Okay.
So I knew there was an agreement signed, but it didn't. It doesn't cover the core then. So that's news.
I don't think it does, and Corbin was going to check because I think the agreement covered nothing more than the water required for the approval of the conservation lots.
Okay.
I think you're right.
Okay. Well,
but they were
have
working
to
on
to...
something that we said could go to this, but I don't think anything was resolved on.
Well, we calculated.
I signed something that was about this project, but I thought it was clarifying what the sources were that had been approved to be on this project, but it didn't transfer anything. That was not helpful, but that's what I remember. Bunch of non-helpful information. So, I don't.
The only water that I know came in was the bomb water.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then they had the...
And the Washington Ditch Act.
And they had changed that one for the bomb water.
And then they have the council. There was those three sources.
They had the...
Yeah, so they created the lots.
Or did they have two bomb waters to change that condition?
That's what had one, and then I thought the other was the Provo River water.
Maybe it was 12 class water or something like that, and we didn't want it.
624?
I know there was 100 acre feet tied to the bomb water. And...
So Steve, one of the things we were just talking about is some of that water was attached to the estate lots that, you know, we're done with that, and that's platted. That might be the stuff I am thinking I signed, but I am 99.9% certain we haven't done anything with anything on this project. So,
well, you know, they wanted us to sign a change application allowing them to bring that Washington water in.
Yeah.
And we fought that one back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds very familiar.
Problem with Washington water is the ongoing
adjustments
and...
Well, Chuck pulled out of that, that's all right.
Yeah, well, I think we...
We have enough water to not have to use it.
Yeah. And I think we even had an agreement with Chuck and Steve Clyde to have them withdraw that change application and move it all
that's
away from the company.
Said. Yes, we withdrew that change application.
We did. Mm-hmm. We withdrew that change application on... And I'm trying to think of the guy's name. Richard Broomfield. Bought that water, well, he screwed the people that lost this property out of that water somehow. And he tried to market it all over the state, this Broomfield.
Okay.
And that's where Chuck picked it up. And at one time, we did allow that to come into Midway when Meritac was in, when we thought the project we were going to go with the Mendenhall people.
Right.
So what would be the most effective thing at this point? Do you want the city to provide a summary of what we have accepted and approved thus far?
I think that's something the city ought to be aware of, what you approve, because everything that they're using is coming out of your well.
For indoor.
Okay.
For indoor use.
And you're just saying you want another agreement. Or that we need to do another agreement.
If we're going to have 24.93 acre feet of water, we need to have an agreement.
Yeah, I guess I didn't realize that the first agreement that Chuck signed with you guys was only for the rural preservation centers.
And that's what Corbin is going to check on.
Okay.
Because we had no idea how much water you can use for the resort.
Yeah, so now that we do, let's either update the agreement or get another one.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
Yep. And we'll have Corbin search. I mean, we'll get an opinion letter from him.
So well, you've got to have.
And we can include all four phases in that new agreement, Steve. Because we.
You had 117. What?
Yeah, 117.85.
0.85.
Minus the 24.93.
You've got to have 92.92 acre feet of water. Dedicated one way or the other into your well to meet this development approval.
Wes, can I ask you to kind of coordinate with Corbin on that? Let's just find out exactly what we've got happening. Okay? Because water is being handled by someone else, not you.
Yeah.
Because it's all the department's problems, a different.
And that's 92 acre feet that is independent of the five lots and
yes.
the rural.
Right, about well, four lots, yes.
Yes.
Independent of rural preservation.
And this is just for the mass.
Yeah, that, you got the culinary portion. Is
for
that?
The rural preservation.
And that's not included in these calculations.
No, that's completely separate.
Completely separate.
Okay, good.
Completely separate.
So you either got to have another Provo River change application because the bomb water was only for 100 acre feet?
We have the rights to do it. I'll follow up on where Steve Clyde, but between the Cunningham, the bomb, and another source he had, we had enough.
As long as it's not the Broomfield water.
Separate from the Washington.
Yeah. I think you got enough in the Cunningham Lake because that would be equal to whatever you did in the Dutch field for inside use. Because you own a third of it.
Right. We just need to see where the Cunningham Lake is. I thought that was...
I think it's 45 acre feet, 15 shares, I believe.
45 acre feet, okay. That makes sense.
Approximately.
That makes sense. And then I think you did 100 acre feet and only 66 acre feet went to the...
Yeah, ish. I don't remember the exact total.
Went to the conservation easement, so you got approximately 30 acre feet of that bomb water left.
I'm confident that there's enough water because we looked at that how many months ago. This has not changed dramatically enough. In fact, I think...
I don't think we ever tied the water culinary portion down.
I thought we came pretty close.
Well, maybe in a separate meeting other than...
We didn't in water advisory that I'm aware of. Because they didn't have a clue what they were even going to do.
But we'll find that out, as we move forward.
Yeah, I think you know how much they need now, so you can make it match.
And I've had a bunch of conference calls with the water attorney. Yeah, I'm confident we got enough without the Washington water. I'm just not sure what the paperwork is. I thought it was farther along than what you guys are saying, but let me follow up with the attorney, see where all this change out.
I would have never seen anything on the Cunningham Lake. The mayor, you would have had to sign that one because that's nothing to do with Midway Irrigation Company.
Okay. And I honestly can't remember at this point. So we'll do an in-depth look at our end. You'll check up with your folks and let's just make sure.
Yeah, and I understand what Jeff's saying is, hey, we wouldn't sign a change application without a project, but I wonder if we did some of that with the rural preservation when we...
I thought we only with the rural preservation only did water that was for the rural preservation.
Yeah, that was the case. We didn't
think
anything.
You're right.
We didn't have any idea what the resort was going to do back then. So.
But I thought, well, doesn't matter. We'll find out. Okay.
Okay.
So, hey, Michael, on that, how did our irrigated acreage from the packet go down from 8.54 to 8.31? And we don't have the trees calculated.
The changes that we're making with Lacey Lane.
Okay.
So you're talking about moving the retention pond and...
the stuff we're doing with the trail.
Yeah, I mean, I got this just right before the meeting, but there's less irrigated area. Where is that less irrigated area?
I have a people that did the landscape plan recalculate.
Could you go back to that phase one map?
I can, yeah.
Because it looked to me like none of the setback, maybe the trees, but and a little bit around the buildings, but it doesn't look like it's irrigated in the 100-foot setback.
Yeah, it's not.
Right.
And I don't know that we ever talked about whether that would be fully irrigated or not, but from what I heard, it was going to be usable area, like sport courts or
there's pickleball courts. Or,
yeah, something like that around there. And
yeah, these are the
this is the first I heard about calculations, separate calculations for trees along the property line.
So every one of those trees, we added 10 square feet, came up to a total of
right.
1 acre.
All I'm saying is we've never dug down into the details on that.
Yeah, when we did master plan, we didn't have all the detail that we've got
right.
now.
Yeah, so you're not going to have any vegetation in that open space area that other than a little bit of green shown on this? Is that the idea?
Mm-hmm. This is really just natural scape through here.
Which is mostly thistles. And weeds.
Hopefully not.
We'll have to talk about that.
They're green part of the year.
But you know, even if that were kept, if that were kind of leveled and mowed, it would look a whole lot better than it does now. Maybe that's all they intend to do.
Nothing on the bank.
Well, we'll explore that.
Up on that part, they're doing nothing as far as anything.
Nothing.
It's just staying all like it is.
There will be some trails up here, but that's it. So some soft surface trails that can be used by the public in this area. And then this is a paved trail that runs all the way through here, but this will be soft surface here.
Hey, Michael, in phase one, there's the swimming pool slash water park area.
Yep, right there.
None of those calculations are on phase one.
Well, I see swimming pool here.
You got swimming pool users.
So is
that's
the
not on the calculation.
Is the
you know what that means in the calculation? Two? The water park area.
All right.
Yeah, that is not there.
On phase two?
On phase one. Because this is in phase one, so that needs to be part of this.
So table one doesn't necessarily refer to phase one. It's table one water use.
Yeah, table
phase
one isn't. Doesn't
table
go along with phase one.
Has your phases?
So we're looking at table three?
Table three does.
But it doesn't have anything to do with the pools, right?
It needs to have the pools on there.
Okay. Because it's in phase two.
Yeah.
Where the pools are.
Yeah. I've got swimming pools under phase two.
Mm-hmm.
But this is really, it's a wading pool.
Huh?
They're in phase one.
Right, so how come it's in phase two there?
Well, there are swimming pools in phase two.
The hotel and stuff has
separate pool. Apart from the waiting pool in phase
one. Yeah, phase one does too, but so does phase two.
So we need that number here
phase three.
Under table three, phase one.
So that would probably be included in the family lodge. Type calculation. That's the family lodge surrounds that water feature, right, Paul?
The two family lodges surround it, yes.
And that was
so
not the irrigation
pool
water.
Needs to go up to phase one, right?
It does, but phase two
also
does it have
a
swimming pool also?
So yeah, that's swimming.
And so we're missing a line item on phase one.
Okay.
That
yeah.
Is completely separate. Needs to be added in. That was a good catch. So phase two is that core building area. And so the restaurants, the rooftop bar, the conference area, the swimming pools for the spa. And you can see we've got the spa, different components of the spa. Fitness center, hotel staff and employees, kitchen staff and employees, laundry and irrigated area. So that would be in that core area at 37.48 acre feet.
Michael or Paul, are the trees within the irrigated area?
No.
Or within the irrigated calculation?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
So those were adjusted
come up with
per
the
phase.
2.9?
Yes.
Because there's some trees outside of phase one that.
Look at that new table I sent you, how's that?
Guys, remember, the total of the trees for the whole project is 0.01 acres.
It's pretty small.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a lot. But you're saying it's included here in this 8.31?
Yes.
Phase three are those hotel buildings. There's 8 of those.
How many trees are there, Paul?
0.01 acres worth.
What's that?
0.01 acres worth.
There's 57 trees, and we estimated at 10 square feet per tree.
I calculate that to be 0.39 acre feet.
That we counted 62.
Well, when I just do it right here,
yeah.
When I do 100 square feet, how many did you say, Paul? 57?
10 square feet.
10 square feet.
Oh,
you're off 10.
10, okay.
So, right, it should be 0.03 acre feet.
Okay.
0.101 acres.
I was thinking 10 by 10.
It's 0.013 of an acre foot. 570 feet total. Divided by 43,560.
There's over 300 trees total. That's going to look nice.
0.01.
If you add us, hopefully we have everything.
So there'll be 326 trees in all.
All those spruce on there.
That's the requirement.
They put it on the water.
So that's irrigating 3.1 by 3.1.
Doesn't work, and it uses.
And but a lot of the trees fall in the irrigated area, so those don't count separately. We'll count the ones in the dry area separately.
Okay, my say 10 square feet. That's different than 10 by 10.
You get the air in your neighborhood.
Oh, curtains are going to come right through.
You have to keep talking for a minute. My computer's going through a forest update right now. I couldn't stop it, so.
Way to go.
Is that why they put the picture up and make us all look heavier than we are?
Well, that's
why
I don't like it.
It's a funhouse mirror.
I don't, yeah.
Phase one is a weird phase.
Yeah, we had, it is weird because just the way the property is situated and the improvements are in the center, you have to have those two roads coming in from either side, so it's a really long stretched out phase.
So I'm assuming the trees that are along the property that are alive and doing well are going to be left.
Yeah. The plan is to keep, there's only a few trees, at least on the border of Lacey Lane, I think there's about four or five of those, and the plan is to keep those if we can.
Yeah.
So, but we've got other trees in the core area that there's not any water calculated towards those.
There's trees along your place, isn't there? They're in that property. And there's a bunch in the corner.
Russian olives, cottonwoods.
Russian olives should be queened out. They're invasive.
Most of the ones by Ryan Sear, well, a lot of them by Ryan Sear are actually in the rural reservation subdivision. On his north fence. Yeah. It's only the east fence.
There's a bunch of smaller brush. I don't even know what kind of trees those are. They're, I don't know if it's an ash.
Okay, where were we at? Are we comfortable?
We're waiting for Bill Gates to get done with Steve Jobs.
I'm getting close here. 100% complete, it says.
But do we have any other questions? Can we keep moving forward?
So we've got to have some new information submitted on the water park area. And so we don't have any idea what that's going to be right now.
And that's for phase one.
Yeah.
Well,
that is for phase one.
Per person in the pool, I guess you can add the capacity of the. But are you going to double count the people staying at the lodge and when they go out of the lodge and go in the pool?
Well, I would say the pool uses different water and it evaporates differently from what they're showering with.
Okay, then add 40 people to the calcs.
Why are you talking about these?
It's not a water park.
That's how we calculate. You got water slides,
for a pool?
A hot tub, you got a two lane.
So
these are just for the people staying in those family lots.
There's 201 people.
It says water park. And there's a water slide and a general pool.
Because this is only the people staying in the family lot.
But I don't care who stays in it. It's based on size.
So 40? All right, let me explain myself here. So I said he could take 40 people staying in the two lodges and add it, use the same pool cal, and just add it to the thing.
So we count pools on the people who are using it, not the size of the pool?
On the theory that developer in his right mind is going to build a bigger pool than to accommodate the people. I mean,
also
this
has
all
state
coming down
for water
state
counts per person.
Yeah, so we trust everything the state puts.
So on the swimming pool, you've got 201 people, right? Mm-hmm. At 0.02 acre feet per
person. So what I'm saying, add another 40 people.
And so, yeah, so we'll
the 20 for each family reunion.
Or go higher. Or go higher.
Lodges.
That. What?
You're basing it on the family lodges then. You'd be the ones who use this area.
Yeah.
So other people from the resort, you don't anticipate coming down to use this.
Or the duplexes that are right there on the same street.
Yeah,
good luck.
They're
going to come in there.
There's 14 buildings of duplexes, and that's 40 people?
No, he's talking about family lodges. So you're going to have to put up a sign that says, none of you stinking duplex people.
So
are
can duplex
allowed.
People use it?
Not the way I understand the program, it's just for the two that go.
So they'll have some sort of gated key system.
What was that?
I'm
recording.
Well, I'm supposed
I didn't
to have to
even hear it.
Because then we have to decide if we're going to try to calculate based on per person, we would have to count duplexes unless we're sure.
Add more people in there. Whatever we got to do to get through this meeting.
Hey, round it up, kids. Round it up.
I'm not the architect. I'm not Chuck.
Out of the family lodge, and those are our people count for this
one. We'll come back the next meeting and tell you that it changed.
So the duplexes are, what's the count of duplexes?
Is this only preliminary, Charlie? Yep.
Yeah, this is preliminary, so we do have another round.
So duplexes are 6 to 7 bedrooms, 24 of those.
Jeff, why don't you propose what you're comfortable with?
I have no idea what I'm comfortable with.
Well,
I don't know how many buildings or what the capacity
is. We could do some housing, but let's take that number plus X.
Well, if you say there's 24 duplexes and there's 4 children per duplex.
That's
4 children? Who says it's going to be just kids?
It's 6
well,
to
four
7
people,
bedrooms. So
6 people per bedroom or per duplex.
But if it's 6 to 7 bedrooms, wouldn't you be better off saying 12 to 14 people per duplex? Times that by 24. So I'm going to say 14 times 24, so 336 potential people in the duplexes.
Plus
the family lodges, you do 2 people per bedroom, that's 10 times 2, that's 20. We're at 350 people. Is that really the number you want?
If it helps you guys pass it, yes. But my obviously the pool is not going to have that capacity because the other pool only has 1 200.
And that's 6.7 acre feet.
You know, we got 2 options here. You can take a wild ass guess at the number of people, or you can table this until they submit them information, documentation, which you have a paper trail to follow.
Take a wild guess.
Well, Paul's saying let's go with a wild guess, and then if it's
well,
going to change...
Paul don't really have a say. It's this board at once.
Well, if we're guessing at 336 people, I'm happy with that number.
What's
that's
the state's number, 0.2?
Okay. So then we,
point zero
so we do
two.
336 times 0.02, that's 6.75 acre feet.
72.
Thank you. So
6.72?
Take a wild ass guess and go 7 acre feet and we'll call it good.
So add that to the 29, what's your number up
there? Yeah, 29.5.
So add 6.7.
No,
it's really immaterial because it's going to come back.
Add the 6, add the 6, the 7 acre feet to that.
We'll deal with it.
Okay. That's for phase 1?
But the current swimming pool, they're calculating at only
29.5 plus 7. So
36.5,
which can be adjusted when they go to City Council, right?
Well, they're going to City Council tomorrow. They need to come back for final approval.
Didn't they say they were going to do all of them tonight?
Well, all 4 phases, but they haven't even applied for preliminary for phase 2, 3, or 4.
Okay. What's phase 2?
So
okay, that's going to add.
It's still, oh, it's 37.8.
36.22.
So it wasn't.
We did 7 acre feet instead of
6.72.
Yeah, so 36.5? 36.5 acre feet for phase 1.
Forgot
the 6.72. No, we rounded up. From
6.7
to
7. Okay,
oh,
so then phase 2.
All right, so what does that do to your total, Ed? 30.
So that would go 117.85 plus 7.
So 124.85.
Yeah.
And that's the total water requirement for both inside and outside use.
Yep.
Yes.
That is correct.
For the resort.
Hmm?
For the resort.
It's going to fall under return flow requirement because it's a pool.
And then the other 2 phases, so phase 3 is 30.33.
Before we jump off that, Michael, How did you calculate the green space around the duplexes?
It's green on the map, we counted as irrigated area. Same with
I understand, but is there a set distance?
No, it's for the landscape plan.
Yeah, the landscape plan. Do you know how they came up with that? How much green? Was that required by a standard residential setback? Or?
No, I sat down with Chuck and went through what area they wanted to provide for each unit.
So the city can require as much irrigation as you'd like. This is what they're proposing. But if you wanted more of that green, then that's up to the city council to decide.
Yeah, that's why whatever we come up with tonight is only a recommendation. And we won't know until after tomorrow.
On the east side, the only thing I can say, Steve, is on the east side, it goes right up to the conservation easement.
Right.
You know, there. This side was just...
That's the side of...
Like this side, for the most part, stops against the detention pond. Here, it just gave a 25, 30-foot backyard.
So where all the historical mountain spa stuff is and the building is going to be
torn down,
I thought that house was going to be...
The stone one is.
Yeah, the stone one has to be restored, but there's no culinary connection for that.
There's going
to
be no water over there, right?
That's where the plan shows.
So we'll just have to make sure we put in some restricted covenants, say, on the plat, no irrigation. Unlike a subdivision where you could end up with multiple owners, we're only going to have one owner here.
You're dealing with how much of a common area.
So it will be a property management company for the HOA, or OA, or whatever you want to call it, that would be the violator because these people, whether it's timeshare, fractionals, or it's owned by Chuck. They're not going to be doing any landscaping or pushing it out like an individual homeowner might.
Right.
Like we had those concerns in Raymond Park.
What's the existing building going to be renovated into?
Just a pretty little stone house.
Do you know, Paul?
No. I don't think it's going to be occupied. I thought that when we did the tour, somebody had, I don't know if it was Chuck, but somebody had suggested putting in some historical information or something.
Oh, like
a
museum or something?
Yeah,
ish. Well, no running water, no bathrooms.
Since this is only preliminary, and if they change it, we'll come back to this board.
Yeah, we'll bring it back.
We
talked about bathrooms up there.
I think we can go ahead and approve. Yeah. The total water requirement is 124.48.
124.85.
124.85.
And preliminary is 36.5 for phase one.
For phase one preliminary.
Yeah.
Are we going to go
let me go back
that
to
exercise
that
on each phase tonight? Or so is the gross and phase one?
So the thought was we'd go through each phase tonight, and if there's any adjustments in the future, we would come back to the board. But if there weren't any adjustments, we'd have that ready to go. But it's up to the board if you'd like to make a recommendation on those other three phases.
See any holes in 2, 3, or 4, Jeff?
The historical building. We don't know if that is going to be there.
So that would be in phase one. So no culinary connection has been shown. Per the memorandum of understanding between Summit Land Conservancy and the developer, he just has to restore it. It doesn't say what it's restored to. So if they want water in it, they'll have to come back and dedicate some water for it.
Yeah, I haven't seen any plans from the architect. I haven't heard anything from Chuck about it.
So Wes, on phase two, is there anything glaring at you in terms of calculations?
No, it all seems pretty reasonable. 35 seats in the rooftop bar, that's a pretty small, but no, it seems...
Just one thing to point out, Chuck told me that he was going to landscape the roof of these buildings, but that it wouldn't be irrigated.
Right.
It'd just be basically dust. And whatever the rain might grow up there. Kind of like how the spa is now.
Yeah.
So if we see, quote, rooftop landscaping, it's not going to be irrigated.
Not even to start?
I don't know. Maybe they'll ask everybody to dump their empty drinks over there or something. I don't know.
But no, that seems reasonable, Mayor.
I mean, we're going to have to be fairly careful on the plat to put on notes about what's irrigated, what's not to be irrigated.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it screws our calculation up.
Yep.
Just like we did with rain.
So on the plat and in the development agreement,
right?
That's
yeah. We will make sure that's on the plat on how much acre feet they've got for outside irrigation.
I know they want to change the irrigation requirements.
They
have
to
amend the development agreement.
So what's the number? The total in phase one? The new one?
So phase one would be 36.5.
In phase one.
126.5.
Are you saying for the overall master plan or phase one?
124.85 overall, phase one.
You're at
36.
Anybody write it down?
I've got it written down. 124.85 for the total for the entire master plan, and 36.5 for phase one with the adjustment.
All right, so I'll make a motion that we recommend 124.85 for the total number, and phase one at, what was it?
36.5
acre feet.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I second it.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes.
So they have to come back for phase two, three, and four for preliminary.
Yep, that is correct. We're coming back anyways, it sounds like, if they want a more accurate adjustment.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is the Budweiser subdivision.
Yeah, the Van Wagner subdivision is a one-lot subdivision just off 200 East, so it's 0.63 acres. It's dissected into two zones, the bottom area and just slightly the majority of the properties in the R-1-9 zone. And then the northern area is in the R-1-15 zone. There's one lot proposed, so we'd end up with one home and any accessory structures for that lot. Does have frontage on 200 East. There are some improvements that need to be made to 200 East, not so much to the pavement, but we need a water line extended to the north boundary, for instance, so that'll happen with this.
Where is it above?
I'll show you a map in just one second.
In front of the meat shop.
Yeah.
To the letter.
And there are non-conforming structures on site.
So there's a right-of-way that goes up into there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a public road. Yeah.
How do you get 200 feet in front? Oh, okay. The
yeah.
lot takes in the meat house and the barns.
Yeah, and the frontage requirement in this zone is really only 90 feet. It's pretty minimal.
Okay.
And they've got that frontage right now. So some of the main issues with this is we've got some non-conforming buildings. And so this is more of a city issue, but on the calculation for the lot, we're subtracting the 8,000 square feet that we normally do for this size of a lot. We're not subtracting for any existing impervious surface. We're just following the formula for the code. But these buildings here will be taken down. And my understanding is the large barn will be taken down with this also. They do have this upper agricultural building that so far they haven't said that will be removed. And then they do have the meat shop down here. And so that's a meat processing building, and it's been around for 60, 70 years at least. And it's got a coloring connection right now. And so we'll take a look at that when we look at the numbers. It looks to me like when you look at this street, everybody's assumed that this fence line is the edge of the right-of-way when it really hasn't been. So for many years, decades, that's been assumed to be the line. You can see where the fence is, and then the buildings really line up with that fence.
Do you have an existing condition survey?
I do. Yeah.
In the slideshow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so everything's been built up to that, and for all intents and purposes, when the plat's recorded, you know, that building, it's partially on the city's property right now. Nothing would change with the recording of a plat. There's not any extra road dedication since we already own 66 feet in front of this property. So nothing's really changing regarding that building. So their hope is to keep the building. That's the idea.
Who's going to build there?
So Ty Van Wagner, he wants to build on this lot.
Will it continue to be operated as?
They have an existing non-conforming use, so that would stay. Their hope is that with the recording of the plat, because of the non-conforming location of the building, where it's out in the city's right-of-way partially, they like to be able to keep the building. And it is historic, it's made out of pot rock. It's had an addition over time, so it doesn't look like pot rock on the outside, but the core building is still inside and it's been there for a long time. So unless the city council has a major issue with that, that would be their hope, is to keep the building.
Just the meat shop.
Really, the large red barn is completely on their property, same with that other ag building up in the top. But those other ones they're planning on taking those down for sure. And when I last talked to Ty, it sounded like the red barn would be coming down too, because it'd be right in front of his house.
So you said the meat shop has a culinary connection.
Yeah, that's correct.
That's the only culinary connection that will be on this property?
Well, they'll need a new culinary connection for the new home.
Are you sure it's a culinary connection, or they just cut it off the existing home to the south?
No, it's an existing.
What do you mean,
they've got their own.
They've got their own meter and everything.
We even took a look at the numbers today to see how much they're using, and it's like 1,900 gallons each reading. And homes are usually 2,000 or 3,000. So we figured if they wanted to get rid of the shop, then they could use that for the home. But if they wanted to keep the shop, they have to have a new connection for the home.
And because the existing culinary connection to the shop is not a residence, it's not going to violate something. If you put a house on there.
No, the zoning is for a home. What's non-conforming is the existing use for the meat.
I understand, but it would still be single family, but it would have two culinary connections.
That is correct. Yep. So this is existing conditions. I've got the numbers, but
the meat shop would never be turned into a residence.
No, it wouldn't. I can't imagine that would be the case.
That would be a very bad place to live.
I mean, they could propose a duplex on this property. It meets the zoning requirements, frontage, acreage for that, but they're not proposing that now, so we wouldn't sign a building permit for a duplex unless they provided the water they need for it.
And it would probably interrupt the non-conforming use anyway. Yeah. Because it used to be changing from commercial to residential.
Yeah. I guess there's a possibility they could keep the meat shop and still apply for a duplex, and they would have to have a third culinary connection to get that if they didn't get rid of the meat shop. And so that would have to come to the water board too, city council for approval. So this is the existing conditions map. There's not any sensitive lands or anything that we've identified. I'm not aware of any ditch, or is there a ditch here?
Yeah, there is a ditch, and then it goes right behind the red barn.
Oh, really? Okay. I went down on site and I couldn't see one.
Doesn't it?
Steve?
I know that there's a ditch that runs along.
I think it's back
here
on the property.
Then it goes down by Lurchers over there?
Oh, maybe I'm wrong.
Is that a different ditch?
Yeah. I think the ditch runs next to that trout because I think they use the water.
Kind of over here?
For the cattle to drink somewhere. Yeah. I think it does. I think it's right there.
Yeah,
it's just off this property on the Indian.
I looked around and took pictures.
But I think they
use it for drinking for the cattle. I think it is the ditch from 250 north, and it goes down 300 east.
That's the one that's where it goes. The south side of Raymond that has
the diversion, whatever.
What is that? It's the
equalization drainage pipe.
That drains into the.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier, and so. Steve, if you need access,
a lot of water coming out.
Have you gotten access to that ditch for cleanup purposes?
Yeah, we have an easement. Yeah.
So there's an easement there.
In Indian Summer, we should have got something too, because it would have been on the border of that.
Okay. Well, if we need to get an easement on the plat, we need to
make
sure we get that.
Or just document the easement.
We need to look exactly where the line is versus where the ditch is so we know.
Yeah.
The theory that we don't put private easements on.
So what's the calculation then? You're doing an irrigation water calculation on all the outdoor and then just pointing for the house?
Yeah. So this is the proposed plat. So we'd have the public utility easements all the way around. If we need to add in that irrigation easement over here, we can do that.
We just need to find out where it is and make sure.
Okay.
No, the ditch is north of it.
So that's not the same ditch?
It's the same ditch, but it comes in further north.
So well, I was talking about access down to clean it out, not for the ditch itself.
It does go right behind the property.
Is
right,
it on the
right
east?
It goes right there.
Yeah.
It comes right down behind
the east.
The survey shows that the ditch is just off the property on the Indian Summer side.
Yeah, but we still have to have an easement to
16 and a half feet off the
ditch.
So
you can get to the ditch from that dead end street there in Indian Summer.
I'll bet you Tyler want to keep it though so that he can use it because I think they use it for water in their cabin.
Hey, Wes, are the streets
have rights to do that?
They have for years, so I think yes.
So you can get to that ditch from that.
Yeah. I think you'd have a hard time taking it away.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the recommended water requirement. 0.63 acre parcel. So subtracting the impervious surface for accessory structures dwelling, and just the hard surface 8,000 square feet, just like we have in the code. So that equals 0.45 acres of irrigated area. Times that by 3, you get the 1.35 acre feet. We have the one existing culinary connection for the meat shop, so that'd be credited. Then the one new culinary connection for the dwelling at 0.8 acre feet. So you add the 1.35 plus the 0.8, comes out to 2.15 acre
feet. So there's no existing irrigation on the property?
So I don't think anything's been traded over to the city. And so it would be something they'd have to dedicate to us.
If it does.
We don't have any history of that. As far as we know, we haven't seen anything. I don't know why anybody would have dedicated. Well, that one's probably been around a long time. And so.
So is that handled like we've done with the properties around the square?
Yeah, they've got a meter and they've been paying on it. We've credited those.
So we're not going to require that to be turned in. So it's just 0.8 plus.
1.35.
But we're not really giving them a credit though for the existing culinary.
Yeah,
when you said credit, it just.
Yeah. It's there.
It's there.
But we're not giving them a credit.
We're not charging them for it.
Right.
It's,
yeah. Okay.
So I kind of see it as a credit.
Yeah. Okay.
Where's the PI in here, Paul?
Let me go back to you.
Is this.
So here's.
Running the PI up the line?
If they want to scrap the butcher shop.
Yeah, I don't see any PI on here.
Right, because that's what we've done to all the other historic situations.
Yeah, the main water line will extend up to here, and then there'll be a service up there.
I think
and a fire hydrant right there.
I think the pressure irrigation comes right to that corner.
Yeah, it's right here. There's a valve right there, existing PI valve, and then.
Oh, yeah.
Show it going up there.
Did we put that in, or is that how he's doing the pasture?
I'm not sure. I know there's a valve here. I've seen a spigot up in this area.
There is a yard hydrant up there.
Yeah. So I don't know if the termination is here or if it goes up further.
I think. I can't remember him cutting up his asphalt to put a PI line in.
Okay.
So I think we did put a valve there, and they came off the top.
Is that how it's
maybe off 250?
Is the yard hydrant is fed that's up here?
Yeah, it may come off 250 north.
Maybe as you finished your review, Mike can comment on where that goes.
Yeah.
Any questions on this calculation then?
Do you need a motion?
Yes. If there are no questions. You need to be on the record, so make the damn motion.
I'll make the motion. We have one existing culinary connection for the meat shop already. We have one new culinary connection, which is a 0.8 acre feet and 0.18 acres out for the home, which means they're going to need 0.45 acres irrigated, or three acre feet, which is 1.35 acre feet. So the total would be that they need is 2.15 acre feet.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And we can't use Island Ditch on this walk.
Why do you say that?
Huh?
Why do you say that?
Because Kenny has Island Ditch.
Oh, okay.
No, Kenny didn't have Island Ditch. He thought he had Island
Ditch. He thought he had Island Ditch. It doesn't matter what he does. He runs the sprinklers all day long. It doesn't matter.
Well,
these guys
have been clearly
here,
but we're
not. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Any new or old business we need to address tonight?
No.
Not hearing anything, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion by Brent, a second by Jeff. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Motion, meeting is adjourned.